Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Brothers, The Hidden History of the Kennedy Years, is a nonfiction history book by journalist David Talbot that re-examines the Kennedy administration, the relationship between John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy, and the violent political currents that shaped the early 1960s. Drawing on extensive interviews and historical reporting, the book argues that the Kennedy brothers were confronted not only by the public crises of the Cold War, civil rights, and Cuba, but also by powerful institutions inside the American security state, including the CIA, FBI, Pentagon, and allied anti-Castro and criminal networks. Rather than treating the era as a simple Camelot narrative or a narrow assassination mystery, Talbot presents it as a broader struggle over power, secrecy, reform, and political survival. The book is both a revisionist political history and an inquiry into why Robert Kennedy came to believe his brother was killed as part of a larger conspiracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a revisionist portrait of the Kennedy administration under pressure from within. Talbot's central move is to recast the Kennedy years as a presidency besieged by domestic enemies as much as by foreign rivals. Instead of presenting John F. Kennedy as simply a charismatic leader surrounded by loyal advisors, the book emphasizes the extent to which his policies collided with entrenched institutions and hardline officials. The Bay of Pigs failure, tensions over Cuba, the struggle with the military, and conflicts with intelligence agencies are treated as evidence that the White House often faced resistance from within the American state itself. This perspective matters because it shifts the Kennedy story away from nostalgia and toward political conflict. Talbot is not arguing that every setback was a conspiracy, but that many of the administration's defining crises cannot be understood without recognizing how much hostility Kennedy generated among powerful actors. The result is a more contested and less sentimental view of the presidency. Secondly, Robert Kennedy as the book's emotional and investigative center. A major strength of the book is its focus on Robert Kennedy's response to his brother's assassination and his long search for meaning after the murder. Talbot portrays RFK not merely as a grieving sibling, but as a political figure whose understanding of the event gradually hardened into suspicion of a broader plot. That framing gives the narrative emotional force while also explaining why the assassination remained central to RFK's political life. The book shows how Robert Kennedy moved from being a loyal attorney general and behind-the-scenes advisor to a man shaped by loss, doubt, and a persistent need to make sense of what happened. By tracing that evolution, Talbot turns the story into more than an account of one death. It becomes a study of how grief can shape political judgment, how private conviction can persist in public silence, and how a family tragedy can alter a national leader's career path. This focus also makes the later sections on RFK's own rise and death feel like part of the same unfinished history. Thirdly, the role of the CIA, FBI, Pentagon, and anti-Castro networks in the Kennedy conflict. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that the Kennedys made powerful enemies across the security and intelligence world. Talbot examines the CIA's anger over Cuba policy, the FBI's antagonism, the Pentagon's pressure on military and foreign policy decisions, and the hostility of anti-Castro exile circles and organized crime. The value of this framework is that it links separate policy disputes into a larger pattern of friction around power, secrecy, and control. Rather than treating each institution as an isolated actor, Talbot shows how overlapping interests could converge against the administration. He also uses this setting to explain why the assassination thesis in the book is more than a speculative claim. It emerges from a map of relationships, grievances, and plausible motive structures. Even readers who do not accept every implication will find the institutional analysis useful, because it reveals how unstable the political environment was around JFK. The book's historical argument depends on this networked view of opposition, where different agencies and factions reinforce one another's pressure on the White House. Fourthly, civil rights, the Cold War, and the moral transformation of JFK. Talbot does not reduce the Kennedy years to espionage and intrigue. He also places the brothers inside the major moral and political struggles of the era, especially civil rights and Cold War diplomacy. The book highlights JFK's movement from a primarily intellectual support for racial equality toward a deeper emotional commitment, a change that helps explain both his evolving presidency and his place in American history. At the same time, Talbot stresses Kennedy's increasingly nuanced view of the Cold War, including his skepticism toward endless confrontation and his interest in reducing tensions with the Soviet Union and Cuba. This combination is important because it shows Kennedy as a politician trying to reshape the terms of national power rather than merely manage crises. The book suggests that these reformist impulses help provoke resistance from entrenched interests that benefited from permanent conflict. In that sense, the civil rights and Cold War sections are not side material. They establish why the Kennedys were seen as dangerous by rivals, who preferred a harder, more rigid political order. Lastly, why the book stands out in Kennedy literature evidence, interviews, and careful conspiracy framing, Brothers stands out because it tries to balance the energy of a conspiracy book with the discipline of reporting. Talbot relies on a large body of interviews, archival material, and documented historical context, which gives the work a journalistic seriousness that distinguishes it from purely speculative assassination narratives. At the same time, the book is openly interpretive. It does not merely repeat the Warren Commission debate, but asks readers to understand why Robert Kennedy and others believed a conspiracy had taken place. That distinction is crucial. Instead of forcing a single absolute conclusion, Talbot builds a layered case about motive, perception, and historical atmosphere. This makes the book appealing to both general readers and serious students of mid-century American politics. Its scope is also one of its challenges, since the many actors and institutions can be difficult to track. But that complexity is part of what gives the book its force. It presents the Kennedy years as a densely connected political drama whose consequences extended far beyond Dallas. In conclusion, Brothers: The Hidden History of the Kennedy Years is best suited for readers interested in modern American history, political power, Cold War conflict, and the unresolved questions surrounding the Kennedy assassinations. It will also appeal to readers who want more than a simple portrait of Camelot, because Talbot insists on showing the Kennedy presidency as a period of intense institutional resistance, not just idealism and glamour. The book offers intellectual value by connecting civil rights, Cuba, Vietnam, intelligence conflict, and assassination politics into a single interpretive framework. It also has practical value for readers who want to understand how governments can be shaped by rival centers of power, secrecy, and narrative control. What makes it stand out among Kennedy books is its combination of investigative journalism, broad historical scope, and a sustained focus on Robert Kennedy's search for truth. Rather than presenting assassination theory as a detached puzzle, Talbot ties its lived political experience, family grief, and the struggle to understand power in America. That gives the book a seriousness and coherence that make it memorable within the genre. If you would like to support David Talbot, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.